WDHDX, Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-Ray Mobile, 14714, good morning.
Half of the morning, Mr. Jeff.
Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. It just hit me. It's the middle of the week. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the week, and hey, that's a good thing.
Oh, that's debatable, but... Oh, but yeah, there's a big part of me did not want to get up and get moving this morning, I'm telling you.
Well, I don't know, I was wide awake at my normal real early time and ready for the sun to rise. I heard tomorrow is supposed to be a really nice day, so I'm kind of looking forward to that.
There's some rumors of mid-60s maybe even. Mother Nature keeps doing this up-down thing. Her and I are going to have a serious conversation. Yeah, either piss or get off the pot, hi.
Well, good luck arguing with Mother Nature. I think you'll lose on that one.
Much like arguing with most women. No matter how hard you try, you'll still lose. Even if you're right, you're wrong, so it doesn't matter. Oh, heck. Anyway, there you go. There's that. Other than that, another trip up north and see what work we can get done. That's about the extent of it.
Yeah, I got my delivery of road gravel yesterday. Kind of a surprise delivery. That was okay. So I'm going to finish up my driveway project today before it rains tomorrow night, I guess. It'd be better to, button everything up before it rains, I think.
Oh, there you go. There you go. And how'd your trip into Traverse go yesterday? As I left here, it was kind of rainy, and the further north it got worse, and then once I got into Petoskey, it let up, and I really didn't have anything bad on the way back. The radar didn't look real pretty, but it was pretty quiet all the way back.
Well, the intersection there, Harris Road, Barney, Blair, Barney, Barnes, Zimmerman Road, that area was a little slickery, so I was kind of glad to give me the heads up. It took me an extra 15 minutes to drive it. It took me almost 45 minutes to get down to Chum's Corners. That's a long time.
And I almost had me in a panic. I thought I forgot my work phone. Anyway, we're good. I can't say much. You know how much I drive. 45-minute drive really doesn't get me too excited one way or the other. But to go to have a really long drive just to get into Traverse, I can see where that'd be problematic. But, sometimes just sit back, enjoy the drive, and watch the weather. And as long as you're not pressured, as long as there's not someone right behind you, like, riding your bumper or something along those lines, it's really not that bad to drive slower.
Yeah, except that I don't like the surprises when all of a sudden you run across a roundabout that didn't exist. And you got to kind of think about that.
Between here and Chum's Corners, I didn't think there was a roundabout going down here, but it's done.
Sir, hey, you're kind of breaking up, so hey, we're going to listen for you in the other repeaters. Alpha Charlie, H Alpha Golf.
Good, switch 6, WDAPS.
Northern Hub. Time out.
Host KSAWW Mobile.
It is on a tall tower hill south of Petoskey. and there's a lot of overlap coverage. Actually, if you truly are in a Lanson, I think that will be better for you than the 7.4. But the 5.11, the 5.19, the 6.74, they're all linked.
Copy that. No, I'm in Indian River. That's where I'm going, but I'm in Lanson, but 5.19, I think.
Yep, with the same tone as here, the same 103.5 tone as this one, and the 5.11 is the same. All right, enjoy your day. WHRPFC.
WH Station, this is KC9SJP, on my way north. Thanks for the info. I really appreciate it. 73.
87, OLD monitoring.
Hello, Mr. OLV, Whiskey 8, Romeo, Papa Mike, Mobile, and Petoskey.
And how are you this afternoon?
You know, I can't complain. Sun's shining. 38 balmy degrees, but all in all, you know, could be worse.
Up here, this is very, very true. I'll take the sunshine any day.
Yeah, especially this time in April when you can't decide if it's still winter or if it's spring. I think for the most part it's still winter. But, no ice on the lake. I'm looking out on the big lake and there's no ice at all, although I'm sure it's piled up on shore. There was a 9 land station in here a little bit ago that was coming up from Gaylord. Seems to me like we're having some sensitivity issues or maybe some RFI issues. People noisy from places they're not supposed to be noisy. My name is Ron, Robert Oscar November, and home TPH is Southern Sheboygan County. Go ahead.
Well, nice to meet you, Ron. Name here is Ted, Tango Echo Delta. And I'm up in Fanning. Well, I'm coming down from the 2, but I live in Fanning.
No, very good. All right, I didn't know there were any hams in St. Ignace. I'm being totally serious, too. I never run into anybody that lives in St. Ignace. Well, I can hit the 6.4 repeater from home with 50 watts and a big stick. It's very reliable. I can't say the same about the Alpina. The Roger City on 702 is okay when it wants to be. Can't hit the 670 mile. I can hit both the Gaylord repeaters, but again, only with the big stick. I'm stretching it for the mobile. But. All right, on St. Ignace, I got to go see the bridge authority about a new sticker because I had to replace the windshield because a branch decided to fall through it in the storm. So I got to go get me a new sticker.
Okay, well, I'm glad. Hopefully nobody got hurt. I prepared the ice storm with just a lumber yard in my backyard, but nothing was damaged. So 73, thanks for the call. KB7 to OLD. I'll be monitoring.
Okay, it's Kilo Delta 7, do I have that right?
Kilo Bravo 7.
Oh, you're an old guy. You're an old guy like me. Alright, very good. Thank you for asking. No injuries. No significant damage. The tree fall did kind of annihilate a railing on one of my decks, but probably not enough to turn it into a claim. I lost a lot of trees, went through a lot of propane on the generator, but all in all, you know, didn't turn out bad, considering how long we were out, considering all the other problems that people have had, you know, houses, small percentage of houses, but houses still without power, you know, roads impassable, you know, yada, yada, yada. So in the big scheme of things, we fared pretty well. Didn't lose any food. You know, didn't have to replace the windshield. Did spend a bunch of money clearing trees and stuff. And we're definitely not done. The yard's got a long, long way to go. But those branches aren't going anywhere, and we're waiting for better weather.
Yeah, don't blame me on that. Yeah, I got about three quarters of my trees cleaned up. The big ones, I just kind of haul them out to the curb. Luckily, the city's coming around and picking up all the limbs and branches and stuff, so don't have to mess around.
KE8FTW, 4-3 repeater, mobile.